Welcome. You're listening to the You're Crazy Professor, But It Might Just Work Amazing Podcast. Episode 39, The Annual Blue Monday Bullshit Show. With all of the coronavirus misery, flu, colds, morbidity, and mortality around us, and with many people feeling unable to both heat their homes and fill their bellies too, can we please now leave this Blue Monday nonsense behind us once and for all? Blue Monday is supposedly the most depressing day of the year, and it was originally created and calculated using a formula made by a psychologist and motivational speaker, Dr. Cliff Arnold. But the more we look into Blue Monday, the more apparent it is that it was all just a bit of tongue-in-cheek marketing that was eventually hijacked by marketing types and lazy journalists and took on a life of its own, to the point where the general public in the UK now seemingly believe that Blue Monday is a real thing, and it comes along with all the negative behavioural and psychological baggage you would expect from such a depressing day. Blue Monday was first coined in 2004, so almost 20 years ago, by Cliff Arnold, and as I said, a psychologist, a motivational speaker. And he did this after he was approached by the now defunct British travel firm Sky Travel to come up with a formula to determine the year's most depressing day. Blue Monday subsequently became the centrepiece of Sky Travel's advertising campaign, designed to encourage holiday bookings in the new year that would, the company suggested, alleviate some of Blue Monday's misery. So basically, January is crap, buy yourself a cheap holiday and alleviate the Blue Monday blues. The song you just heard was Blue Monday, not by New Order, of course, but by Smiley Lewis, dating back to 1953. In essence, the third Monday of January, although it can vary, is alleged to be the most depressing day for the UK when calculating the depression factor. The depression factor was calculated using some simple biopsychosocial parameters: average temperature, days gone since the December payday, number of days until the next payday and the next bank holiday further down the line, the number of daylight hours, the number of nights typically spent indoors in the winter months, poor weather, post-Christmas lull, stretched finances, and the inevitable failure of people's New Year's resolutions. Now I would say, and Boethius, the philosopher, would say that the winter blues are a natural response to the highs of Christmas, festivities and New Year. But pathologising such normal lulls in behaviour and mood into some form of acute depression like Blue Monday does is wrong. Unfortunately, when psychology and psychologists try to reduce the human experience and to simplify it into emotions and mental health by using formulas such as this, well, psychology reveals itself to be what I call a risible, futile pseudoscience. Many experts have disputed the validity of this formula, claiming it actually makes no sense, and also that the health population statistics don't show Blue Monday to manifest in any greater morbidity or mortality than usual. If you look at markers of public health such as mortality, sickness absence, psychiatric morbidity and even suicidal death or attempts at suicide, they show no increases on or around the third Monday of January each year compared with the rest of January. It also doesn't help the credibility of Blue Monday to know it was originally developed in conjunction with the PR agency and Sky Travel, as said, which was one campaign to nudge bored and fed-up British people into buying their summer holidays early to escape those winter blues. You could argue that the ethics of using psychology this way are questionable at best. However, some would say that many other professions lend their expertise to markets and commerce, such as law, architecture, biochemistry, physics, and robotics, to name a few. So why should psychology not apply itself and earn a bit more coin and shekels and corn as well? But it's not just travel firms. Similar psychological formulae and key dates have also been used to help shift ice cream, cars, weight loss websites, and other marketing gimmicks to increase product flow. You've seen recently how online food delivery services directly text you and tell you to beat Blue Monday by ordering such and such food. It's nothing new. It's just a bit more pervasive and sinister, and hoodwinking the public into believing there's some reliable hard science behind it, which there's not. However, gimmickry aside, the notion of Blue Monday can be dangerously misleading for people who struggle with serious mental health issues and perhaps suicidal thoughts. Sufferers' feelings and experiences are not dictated by what day of the month it is. And if you are someone with severe mental health problems and you've considered or thought about suicide, and then the media tells you that we're approaching the worst day of the year for mental health, that could be enough to push people from thinking into doing. And that's a serious concern. Blue Monday also weakens the general compassion and diminishes the understanding of such conditions that lay people may have. Blue Monday implies that psychological and psychiatric struggles are on parity with feeling a little glum and that they're transient and easily shaken off by spending. Well, we know that's not the case. The Blue Monday fallacy might work because the public want it to. This is the Fora effect, the Barnum effect. We perhaps need to feel some reasons beyond our own control to explain why we might be feeling down or blue or glum. And it's great because it means we can blame it on society. I'm not defective, it's the society I live in. Whatever the reasons why some believe in Blue Monday, and whatever purpose some feel it may serve, given all we have been through over the last few years, and particularly in 2023, isn't it time that we sensibly put Blue Monday to bed? In a year where nearly every day has been a struggle for millions of people through no fault of their own, dumbing down our understanding of depression and low mood doesn't either help society's sufferers or do people any favours. For millions of people, every day probably feels like a Blue Monday. Blue Monday is irrelevant. The only way the Blue Monday date can perhaps be seen as more depressing than others is due to the mainstream media constantly going on about it and telling us how bad it is, and this could lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy. I also need to add that every year my inbox is full from journalists wanting to do interviews about Blue Monday because they either believe it's a real thing or they cynically know it's not, but they want to shift more units. Shame on you. Blue Monday is nothing more than a PR stunt gone rogue. Now, of course, the winter months can play a role in catalysing or elevating feelings of depression and anxiety, and we know about seasonal affective disorder, sometimes referred to as winter depression, but it's a real phenomenon, a biological, psychological, and some might say in some cases a genetic phenomenon that affects up to about 10% of the general population. Put simply, seasonal affective disorder is a form of depression with symptoms ranging from mild to major, occurring mostly during winter months, that can be caused or exacerbated by a lack of natural daylight, as well as social reasons such as reduced activity and reduced leisure time, and shorter and colder days. It can affect people just in the winter months, or for those who have long-standing, difficult-to-treat, difficult-to-manage, resistant depression throughout the year. The winter months can make that depression even harder for some sufferers. Winter months and reduced daylight and reduced activity will always see increased levels of melatonin, which makes us sleepy and sluggish, and reduced levels of serotonin, which is the activity neurotransmitter we need to function and move about well. There may be a link between levels of illness and reduced activity that could contribute to rates of depression during the winter. A 2022 article published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology found that cold weather can lower immunity and make people more susceptible to viruses. So we can see that there is a natural increase in morbidity around this time of the year, but it isn't something we can just blame on our society and our bank balance. There's no link between seasonal affective disorder sufferers and Blue Monday. And being charitable, we can say that at least the Blue Monday theory attempted to educate people about the biopsychosocial causes behind our mood and mental states, that a combination of biological, psychological, and social factors can come together to impact how we think and feel. So hurrah to it for doing that. But trying to create a semi-scientific formula based on those component parts falls well short of any useful predictive model. So the bricks are good, but the blueprint stinks. People need to know Blue Monday is not scientific fact, and it's best ignored. Instead of looking back at problems, look forward. You will get paid. You will get through the winter months. And the equinox is already behind us. The days are getting longer. And in about a month's time, the days will be noticeably longer. People will be getting out more, doing more. So look forward, try and be as positive as you can, and ignore the journalists and the news stories about Blue Monday. And in fact, ignore this. If you don't listen to this podcast, I don't blame you, because when I see Blue Monday, I switch off. Unless, of course, it involves New Order or Smiley Lewis. You've been listening to the You're Crazy Professor, It Might Just Work amazing podcast. I hope it's been helpful. I hope it's been useful. Bye-bye.